You know what, Mike? Over the weekend, gets me. No receipts. But I thought about something over the weekend, so I want to play a little game called Can We Say That? Dot, dot, dot. Can we say that? For example, David, your team, Michigan, they won, okay? Can we say that Michigan will make the college football playoffs?
Not ready to say that, so no. I cannot say that they'll make the college football playoffs.
He doesn't deserve to be asked that question. He buried them at 6-6. Hell, are you talking to his ass for?
So, Mike, can we say that Michigan will make the college football playoffs?
You can. I don't think it's the prevailing outcome. They're not beating Oregon. They're not beating Ohio State. It comes down to if a three-loss team makes it, your people at the networks, you know, Joel Klatt's already getting lubed. So they would get in.
Michigan, Colorado, first round.
Kenny, it's Joel Klatt's world. We just live in it.
From the SEC?
From the SEC update desk, at the beginning of the season, I would have said yes. Now breaking in another quarterback, new system, I'm going to say not yet.
And they probably lose a fourth game. I'm saying the window is open to them still doing it.
Okay.
It was over if they lost to USC.
Okay. I want to stick with a couple more college ones.
Yes. Oh, sure.
Can we say that Clemson is back?
No. Listen, with respect. You played NC State with some guy named Fred Bailey at quarterback because Grayson McCall was hurt. App State, do you know how many tackles they missed in that game? Think fast. 28. No respect for them. No, I'm serious. They missed 28 tackles in one football game. This is all this is right here are empty calories. Clemson is eating their feelings. They need to show me against a real team before I go there.
Absolutely empty calories. I'm not going there either. I'm so out on Clemson, it's not even funny.
No. They're never back. Are you serious? No.
Okay. Can we finally admit that Texas A&M is just a fraud?
Yes. Guilty as charged. When you have to use the words, survived Bowling Green, we're done here. you win. 100%.
Yeah, no. They are a fraud. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, clean sweep across the board. Fraud alert.
All right. And last one for college. Can we say that Missouri is overrated?
Yes. The first time you play sloppy, okay. The BC game was flat, little sleepy, 11 a.m. start local. What's your excuse in double overtime against Vandy and you need their kicker to lose his mind and miss a chip shot? Something ain't right there.
I mean, Vandy says it all, so absolutely.
Diego Pavia.
Yeah, I thought something was wrong with my TV screen when I saw the score on the bottom line. I'm like, what? But yeah, they're frauds.
Okay. You should have tried watching it. You would have looked. David, it was outer space.
To the NFL. Can we say that the new NFL kickoffs are a waste of time?
Yes. I think they're stupid. I don't see any action.
Yeah, I just don't quite understand what they're doing here because no one's ever going to kick it in that zone. So what are we doing? Why have it?
I think coaches have just made a decision. I'd rather give the ball at the 30 and be done with it.
Right. I think we have to look at the numbers. If there is more returns with this system, I say it's great. But if not, then I'm out on it.
Are you seeing new returns?
I personally haven't, but I felt like a week or two ago I saw numbers that said, oh, yeah, the returns are up this year, week one or week two, whatever.
That's funny because, you know, when you watch the college games, it's like, oh, yeah, that's the real kickoff. And everybody seemed fine.
Yeah, including when Jonathan Kim hits it out of bounds again.
Man, that was one of the three penalties. Can we say the Minnesota Vikings are legit?
Oh, God.
Yes, we can say they're legit. They're being led by Sam Darnold, who's throwing the ball up and down the field to Justin Jefferson, and their defense is real. Yeah, so, yes.
Okay, David wins. Brian Flores had a top five unit last year, and he's doing it again. Yes. Okay.
I don't want to, so no, because I don't want to.
Okay. Can we say that Malik Willis is playing well enough be a starter for somebody next year?
Absolutely not. They schemed it up for him. He played well in two games. I hope they pay him a nice contract to be a backup to say thank you for the memories and then never see him again. No.
Yeah, no, this is just a circumstance of what they're using him and how they're using him. But no, he can't be.
Yeah, just a couple of good games isn't enough sample size to undo everything that he hasn't done before, so no.
Okay. Can we say that the Steelers and Seahawks will win their divisions?
No.
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 I could say you're on drugs.
This is why we play the game.
Okay, no, respectfully. The Steelers can't score at all, and they've played dog bleep, and the Seahawks have no offensive line. It's just not plausible.
I'm going to say no on the Steelers and yes on the Seahawks.
I swear to God, if Geno Smith in his winter hat comes here and beats us again, I'm going to be very upset.
David, play the drop. No, 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 no.
Then David, just for you, David, will Justin Fields lead the Steelers to the playoffs?
No, because I have this fear that they will eventually start Russell when he's healthy.
By the way, ultimate weirdo move when you're completely inactive, but you still wear your shoulder pads.
He's done that every week this year. He is, in fact, a loser.
Honestly,
he's just ready to go into the game.
I'm waiting for FanDuel to offer odds that he wears a skin suit at home.
Oh, boy.
And it gets the lotion. He terrifies me. What kind of psychopath is fully dressed for a game that you're not playing in?
It's impossible. You're inactive, dude.
This is the same guy who claims he did lunges up and down the aisle on the plane on the flight to Europe. You're a sociopath. Watch a movie, you nut.
Can we say
no
that the 49ers will miss the playoffs due to injuries?
No. That's going too far. Now, your season is on the precipice if there are more injuries. My fear for them is we know Debo's coming back. That's fine. But you're talking, this CMC thing is a thing. And I don't
think that he's going to be back, Mike, until probably the last six games of the year.
Then I would say, yes, there's a chance you miss the playoffs if that's how it plays out. Because he isn't just a guy or just... He's one of the five best football players in the sport.
They can run the backup running back and it'll be fine. But they're missing a lot of players out there. And Lord knows, I'm still looking at the waiver wires to see if they've cut Ronnie Brown.
Yeah, if they miss
Ronnie Bell, I'm saying.
If he misses that much time, yeah, there's a shot. But right now, I think that's a panic button reaction. Yeah.
As long as you have Juwan Jennings, the next Jerry Rice, you'll be fine. You'll make the playoffs.
Listen, that when you have a haircut like that guy, A plus. Fashionable. Love it. They'll scheme up enough to survive. I can't rule them out because Rico never gets disappointed by sports.
Last weekend.
Hey, can Aiden Childs read a defense?
This is my game here. Okay.
Rico just did the equivalent of this.
Yes. Can we say that Aaron Rodgers will turn around the Jets?
Yes. I hate it, but yes. And by the way, how about that two-headed monster at running back? Breece Hall. And Braylon Allen. That's a real nice thunder and lightning. They look like they found one in Braylon Allen. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, presuming he stays healthy, absolutely, which I hate to see. I genuinely do hate to see it.
Yes. Simple, yeah. Yeah.
And
always loquacious, David.
For the final question, can we say, NFL related, can we say that it's just too early to judge anything in the NFL?
No, the Lions have the best defense ever of all time in the NFL because of what they've done the first 3 weeks.
This is why
he's been a menace behind the glass all day today, ever since we started.
Kenny, welcome to my world.
Exactly, TJ, it is. Listen, I think with rare exception, the answer is yes. But there are certain things that are so outside the scope that you look at it and go, okay, no, I'll react to that. Largely, you're right. It's too early.
Except for the Cleveland Browns. Oh, we can write them off.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord in heaven.
So, yeah, these were just some questions as I was giving up on all sports over the weekend. I decided to share these with you and the listeners. 97.1.